North Lakes Endocrinology, Sarah speaking.
Hi Sarah, my name's Andrew. I'm a patient of Dr. DePauli.
Yeah.
She sent me in for an infusion yesterday. What's the name of that thing again? Like the something acid, like for, I'm younger, but I have Paget's disease. Anyway, the zelenodenic acid.
Oh, yes, yep.
Anyway, we just called the hospital and then they maybe told us to even consider calling an ambulance. I've had a pretty strong reaction to it.
Okay. It's the first time you've had it or?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a once and done for the disease that I have apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But I wake up in the middle of the night and I try to walk and I physically can't walk because it's too much pain. Like I actually ended up collapsing. I can't move in bed. I can't get to the bathroom. I can't, like, there's like a bucket next to the bed if I want to pee. Like I used to be a rugby player. I've dislocated my shoulder, dislocated my ankle. I'm fairly robust. I'm 6'3", 100 kg. I'm fairly robust, but I've never felt pain like this.
Okay. Is that the only symptoms that you're having, or is there anything else?
I have some flu-like symptoms, which is apparently normal. Yeah, and a fever. But this pain in my hip and my lower back is just like, yeah, it's the ability, like it puts me straight to tears, like as soon as I put weight on my leg. So we weren't sure whether she advises that we should call the ambulance, like the hospital said, or whether we speak to her, or like what the crack is.
Okay, all right. I would probably follow the advice of the hospital, and I would do that. I would call an ambulance, and I would go to ED at least. I'll pass it on to her. So she is here today. She's just in with a patient. What was your surname, Andrew?
Gaylor, Gaylor.
Okay.
I mean, we looked it up online, and it said if you have severe bone pains, call your doctor. So that's why we were just calling her first, because I just feel, obviously, you don't want to call an ambulance unless it's, you know, necessary.
All right. Okay.
Also, you can't sit in the waiting room and wait because you can't move. Right, so.
Okay. Well, if she advises that you need to go, then I would do that. They'll triage you once you get there. Generally, if you're taken in by ambulance, it's a little different to just wandering in and sitting down and waiting for triage. I'll speak to her and she'll either give you a call or I'll call you back and let you know what she advises if you would prefer to wait.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, no worries. I'll speak to her once she's free.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.